As you know, we get the blessing of getting to support different missionaries around the world. And so today, we're blessed to have one of the families with us. Joe and Gina Dewhurst are down in, they're originally from Central Ohio, but they're down in El Salvador. And so they're going to come and share just a little bit, update us on what's going on down in El Salvador and what God's doing through their ministry, Crossfire International. So if we could welcome Joe's here and Gina's with their new little one somewhere out there.
God bless. Good morning, Marion Christian Center. It's great to be back here this morning. I'm Pastor Joe Dewhurst, president and founder of Crossfire International. And before I share any more, I'm going to show a short video and then come up right behind that and share more details and testimonies with you.
¿Cómo te vas? ¿Qué dice? ¿Qué ondas, man? ¿Qué hay? ¿Cómo está con la cosa? Hey, I'm Pastor Joe Dewhurst, president and founder of Crossfire International. Crossfire International is a global network of youth and young adult ministries. We work with pastors worldwide implementing the Crossfire structure within their churches. This includes cell groups, cell lessons, camps, crusades, leadership training, evangelistic outreaches, and mission trips around the world. I have now had the opportunity to travel to 71 countries and 6 continents. And through Crossfire International, we have trained over 3,500 pastors and leaders and have implemented Crossfire in 800 churches in 25 countries. And so far through Crossfire International, we have seen over 17,000 youth and young adults accept Christ. And we continue to reach out to thousands of youth and young adults each week worldwide. Here in El Salvador, we are seeing God move in major ways. We have now trained Crossfire leaders and started new cell groups in churches in every one of the 14 states of El Salvador. Our annual Crossfire camps and crusades continue to grow and now reach out to thousands of youth and young adults across the country. And we regularly lead street evangelism in gang-controlled areas where we continuously see youth and young adults come to know Christ. From El Salvador, we lead mission teams of Crossfire young adult leaders to other countries of Central and South America. Crossfire is now active in churches in Honduras, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Peru, Chile, and Panama, and we are currently working on expanding into Ecuador and Venezuela. Also from El Salvador, we continue to work closely with our national directors worldwide, including several nations where Christians face persecution. Countries such as Thailand, Cambodia, Pakistan, Israel, Laos, Burma, Kazakhstan, among others. We are helping to build strong churches by building strong youth and young adult ministries within churches globally. And each year through Crossfire International, we are seeing thousands of youth and young adults come to know Christ worldwide. This next year, along with maintaining our normal monthly support, we need to raise $25,000 for the Crossfire International mission trips, camps, and crusades. If you would like to give to Crossfire International, please visit our website at crossfireinternational.org. Or you could also send support directly to Crossfire International, P.O. Box 744, Pickerington, Ohio, 43147. We thank each of you for your prayers and support as together we change this generation, one nation at a time.
Amen. So now I have the incredible opportunity of bringing due recognition to my amazing wife, Gina. Certainly my better half here. Would everyone please make her feel nice and welcome this morning as well. And we have our three beautiful daughters. I was just mentioning to Pastor Perry, we're an exclusive club, the fathers who have three daughters. Is there anyone else in here like that this morning who's of the three-daughter club? Raise your hand if there's any of those out there. So we have our three beautiful daughters, Ashley, Sarah, and Elizabeth, who everyone say look just like me. But what could be more beautiful than three little girls who look like me? So tomorrow we will be celebrating our three-week birthday of little Miss Elizabeth Rose Dewhurst, our latest addition. So yes, again, that makes me way outnumbered 4-1. Somebody please pray for me. Over the last several years, as I mentioned in the video, I want to kind of share a little bit more about what's been going on in El Salvador. Over the last several years since we have been based in El Salvador, we have seen God move in major ways. As I mentioned in the video, we started in El Salvador with just one church, but praise God, now we are seeing Crossfire implemented in churches within every one of the 14 states of El Salvador, and we are seeing new Crossfire pastors and leaders trained and raised up all across the country on a continual basis. We're seeing God move in powerful ways. Also, we have started annual crossfire camps in regional evangelistic crusades, which bring together thousands of youth and young adults, incorporating some of the young adults that we've trained to be a part of crossfire drama, dance, and worship teams. And we now reach out to youth and young adults in some of the most violent, gang-controlled parts of El Salvador. For example, this past year, we led crusades in an area called Monte Blanco, which sits between two rival gang-controlled neighborhoods, one controlled by MS-13 and the other by Calle 18, 18th Street Gang. So three out, and you hear a lot about MS-13 in the news right now, but I got good news about what God is doing in those areas, amen? So before this particular crusade, we trained teams of young adult leaders 3 hours before the crusade in evangelism, and a lot of them are terrified by fear to evangelize because of the violence that's going on with the gangs, but we challenged them to overcome fear because God has not given us a spirit of fear, and we trained them in evangelism, and we led teams of young adults out into the neighborhood controlled by MS-13, where we directly shared Christ with people in the streets. And praise God, we saw many MS-13 gang members come to know Jesus. Amen. Also, we led another crusade, evangelistic crusade, in the air, open air, in an area called Zacatecaluca, where we saw this year over 1,500 people in attendance on the streets in the open air, just worshiping and crying out to Jesus. And we saw hundreds of young people come to know Jesus in that as well. And then most recently, we led our final crusade in an area called San Vicente, where again, we saw hundreds of young people come to know Jesus. This past year, and this is a great development for El Salvador and that part of the world, we brought together over 400 youth and young adults from Crossfire in 10 states of El Salvador, as well as Crossfire young adult leaders from 5 other nations, all the way from Russia, also Panama, Costa Rica, Honduras, and Nicaragua, to El Salvador, from the other side of the world, for our annual Crossfire El Salvador camp and leadership training. And praise God, we saw awesome times of ministry where hundreds of youth and young adults accepted Jesus, were filled with the Holy Spirit, and we received incredible testimonies of young people who were healed and delivered by the power of God. Amen?
Amen.
One particular testimony that I want to share is that of a 21-year-old young adult named Isabel, who before this year's camp was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. So during the first night's ministry time, we prayed for her. And when we were praying for her afterwards, she said that while we were praying for her, that she felt fire in her body. And so she went to the doctor after the camp to be tested, and praise God, 100% healed from cancer. Amen. And I know Pastor Perry told me this morning to keep it under 3 hours, so I'm going to be very quick. But I'd like to share one more testimony with you if I could. And that is of one of... You know, this is something that's been really significant, but every year we're doing multiple mission trips from El Salvador to some of the nations that surround El Salvador. And so this past year, we led a team from El Salvador of some of our Crossfire young adult leaders into Tegucigalpa, Honduras, for our annual, we do crusades, we do evangelistic crusades and leadership training and implementation in that in the surrounding countries as well. So we led a team of our young adult leaders this year, and from what we thought would be about an 8-hour trip, we were held at the border for several hours, and if any of you have ever done anything with missions, be prepared for the unexpected, because you never know what's going to happen at borders and how things are going to go. But we were held for several hours there, and we finally got to the host church that we were working with in Tegucigalpa at about 8 o'clock at night, an hour after the service started. We're supposed to be there several hours before, but we got there right in the nick of time to go from driving all day to being introduced to speak. And so we came in and we saw a powerful move of God. And then we had many come to know Christ in that. And afterwards we were doing the training and just had a real great reception with the host pastor. But then afterwards we were making plans for the next day to do the crusade. And one of the things that we do when we do these crusades is we always ask them to provide an area around the open-air crusade where we can go out and do evangelism directly on the streets, because that's the heart of God. That's the heart of Christ, to get into the streets where the people are and directly share Jesus with them. So we asked them, we said, okay, what area do you have prepared for us tomorrow to do the evangelism on the streets before the crusade? And he told me, he says, listen, he says, the only area that we could get is an area so dangerous that I don't know if you guys are want to go in there. It's nicknamed The Hole in Spanish. And it's called The Hole because it's so dangerous that the police will not go in. And he told me, he said, listen, he said, a few weeks ago, five people tried to enter and they were killed for even trying to enter this area. He says, I don't recommend it, but that's all that's there. But the Holy Spirit said, no, you need to go in. And so the next day, again, we got there late after dark, and that's the time when it's even more dangerous to go into areas like that, when it starts to get really dark. So anyway, we got there. We did not bring our daughters into that area, but we left them up in one of the churches to be taken care of. And so myself, my wife, myself, and then our team of some of the new pastors and leaders that we had trained to be a part of Crossfire, we go to the entrance of this area. And why it's called the hole is because, like, literally, it's a ravine. It's like this valley that dips down into an area that's very dark, that you can't hardly see anything, and it's guarded by MS-13. Gang members at the entrance. They have guns, they have the tattoos, all of it. So we go to the entrance, and there's two of these MS-13 gang members there with the guns. And then we just start sharing with them about what the Lord is doing with the ministry, about, you know, you want to just tell them that, like, we're here to help. We're here to really do what we can do to really be a blessing to you, and just opening it up like that. But then with that, I shared with them, you know, felt prompted, like, we're also there to evangelize and share with them the most important decision that we have here in life. And so we told them, we said, listen, it's very simple. Heaven's real. Hell is real. And when you know Jesus Christ is your Savior, your life is better here in this world, and then you go to heaven. But if you do not, then you have all kinds of problems here in this world, and then you go to hell. So what would you like, heaven or hell? And these gang members, the Holy Spirit entered that moment and just softened their hearts. And both of those two MS-13 gang members at the entrance accepted Christ. We prayed with them through the sinner's prayer. They accepted Jesus. Now watch. Then they gave us permission to enter, which does not happen often. So we go in, we go down this little windy road, and what they do is they break out all the lights in this area because they don't want anyone to see what's going on, so it's really dark. So my wife, as she has often in many parts of the world, grips my arm and says, what did you get me into? And so we're walking down this really windy road to get to the bottom of this area. And she's really got my arm. I don't know if I can even hardly move. And we get down there, and we go to the center. And there's about 8 to 10 more of these gang members just there smoking weed, drinking birrias, and just playing poker right in the middle, kind of watching everything that's going on. And they were looking at us like, who are you guys? How did you even get in here? Right? And then we go up to them the same way and said, look, we're here to, you know, to bless you guys, and we have a message from God for you. And one of the MS-13 gang members is like, well, what's that? And we'd start telling them the same thing, like, look, heaven's real, hell's real. And when you know Jesus, your life is better here in this world. And if you don't, you have all kinds of problems here, and then you go to hell. So what would you guys like, heaven or hell? It's really, evangelism is not complicated. I mean, we should be direct with it. I mean, we're commissioned to be direct with it, not to confuse it, to make it easily accessible as Christ did when he was here in this world. So anyway, we just start sharing with them. Now, at the beginning, they were trying to be all hard and just act like they didn't want to listen to us. And then slowly but surely, the Holy Spirit starts working in their hearts. And I'm not kidding. Every one of these gang members put down the weed, put down the beer, the birrias in Spanish, and just sat there and aligned and listened. And the Holy Spirit silenced all the chaos that was going on there. And every one of them accepted Jesus. And we led them through the sinner's prayer as well. Now watch. We go on from there, two more, three more, two more, till we come to the end. And when we come to the end, the head MS-13 gang member, that entire area, he tells me, he says, look, I have something to tell you. And then it was funny. He was there with his MS-13 gang assistants, and we had all of our Crossfire assistants, so it was like a Holy Ghost showdown. So we go up to him, and we've got our assistants, and he's got his assistants, and he says, I have something to tell you. And I said, well, I have something to tell you, too. Let's flip a coin. Who goes first? And I didn't really say that. But anyway, I said, no, you first. So he says, listen, he says, there's thousands of pastors in this city, thousands of churches around here. And guess how many of them have ever come down here to tell us about Jesus and to reach out to us and to minister to us? I said, how many? He says, zero. He looked at me and he says, you're the very first one who's ever been bold enough and had enough guts to come down here. And that, my friends, marked me. Because that's what this is about. That's what missions is about. God wants us to go into the areas where people are afraid to, where people don't want to, but where people are terrified to. And I don't get it. The Bible is always commissioning us to overcome fear, and the moves of God are waiting on the other side of our obedience to that, of us facing whatever it is that the devil tries to use to intimidate us, hold us back, and to keep us from fulfilling what God... I'm not preaching. I'm sorry. I'm just giving a quick testimony, but I'm just saying that's alive in our spirits right now. And so at that moment, when he said to me that point, that marked me, and that marked me forever. He said, there's thousands of pastors, thousands of churches here. The greatest need is right here. And how many of them have ever come down here to say anything to us? Zero. And then he looked at me and he says this, you're the very first pastor who's ever come down here. I respect that. And we're going to sit here and listen to everything you have to say. Him, the head MS-13 gang member that you'll see on CNN, violent tattoos everywhere, sat there and listened to the word of God being preached to him. Amen. The head one. Control of the whole area. Him and all of his MS-13 gang assistants got saved as well. Amen. Praise God. Now listen, at the end, they came up to the Crusades and God was moving. We were preaching in the streets and the Holy Spirit hit and those people dropped in dirt roads on the streets, like out under the power of God. Amen. It was an incredible, incredible move of God. So we're here right now, friends. And, you know, I just want to say this. I want to say, like, we're seeing God do an awesome work through Crossfire International in El Salvador and around the world, with thousands of young people coming to know Jesus, being set free by the power of God and being trained and raised up as strong leaders in those churches. And listen, we're simply blessed to be a part of what God is doing. And right now, honestly, because we're the body of Christ, we're in this together, we're here for a short period of time. And next year, we're trusting the Lord right now for an additional $3,000 a month in monthly support for the ministry. But the most pressing need is this. That's big, but we must raise $25,000 before we leave for the camps, crusades, and mission trips to be able to keep this going. The testimony that you just heard was a part of the crusades. It's a part of what you're a part of. With being a partnered with Crossfire International. So we are trusting God for that. Right now we have about 16,000 raised, and we need the final 9,000 in the next few weeks before we go. And we leave just after the first of the year. So we're like, Lord, okay, we're coming down to the end. How's this all going to come together? But God always brings it all together. Amen. So whatever you could give today in this offering will really, really help us. And now you've heard directly what that seed is a part of. Amen. So today in the back, we also have our prayer cards and pledge sheets. So if you feel led to be a monthly partner of any amount, that would be a great blessing as well. But Marian Christian Center, on behalf of my wife, my amazing second half of this ministry, or the head that I just kind of try to like keep up with her, Gina over there, and myself, Marian Christian Center, we thank each of you for your prayers and support as together we change this generation one nation at a time. Amen. Pastor Perry.
I'm going to ask Joe to just release anointing upon us to share the gospel. Just a freshness, as you heard, he said, you know, that in Acts chapter 4, the apostles asked God to fill them with boldness and not have the fear, to be able to go out fearlessly and share the gospel. And so just releasing that testimony and that anointing upon us. So if we just want to receive that, if you just lift your hands to the Lord, and I'm going to ask him to release that to us.
Okay. Holy Spirit, this morning, we pray that you would just touch and anoint Marian Christian Center today, every member here, Lord God. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would awaken in us today as the body of Christ, the need that is there, that causes us to understand that the reason that you touch our hearts in services on Sunday morning, that you bring the breakthroughs, that you bring the healing, that you bring the deliverances, so that we can be filled with your Holy Spirit and then go out and bring it to others who are all around us. And I pray, Lord God, that reality, that breakthrough, that understanding would rest upon us this morning, and that a great anointing would just be here, that none of us would leave this place the same as we entered today, God. We just pray, Holy Spirit, for that anointing, that evangelistic world-changing anointing to rest upon us today. In the holy name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.